Hello, and welcome to Arena Sensei, the Hearthstone podcast that's about Hearthstone or something. This week, episode 90, Meta Reports. I'm Steven Sensei, and this is my co-host,
Schwa. They announced a ton of stuff coming for the rest of September. Bundles, single player, heroic tavern brawl, battlegrounds parties, battle changes that were kind of minor except Dark Lair. In other words, not the kind of stuff we usually talk about.
Hooray! It's nice. We're getting things. We're getting single player content. There are some bundles coming, including a... Have you seen the new hero portrait for Jaina that's coming? She's very young.
Yeah, it's weird. I won't switch off 1K Jaina, but, you know.
No, 1K Jaina, best Jaina. But it's like, oh, wow, it's like young Jaina who's wide-eyed and has seen... No battle or nothing. She's just like a girl in school. And that's great. And I mean, it's a super cute picture, but not the Jaina I picture in my head.
No.
All right. So question time. This is a question for all of the listeners out there. With meta reports, do the meta reports report on the meta or do the meta reports create the meta? The answer to that is yes.
Yes, it is.
I mean, we always thought of them as being like, oh, well, they're just reporting what's out there. No. They actively shape the meta. I think if some of the major meta reports were to do something completely unethical and be like, here's this new wild out of left field deck. Look at this amazing shaman deck. It is going to absolutely destroy everything on ladder. It is tier S, top ranked, sleeve this up and play it now, number one legend, guaranteed. A crap ton of people would start playing that deck. They absolutely shape what's going on. I know, it's so sad. Poor Thrall. In general,
keep going. I'm just going to keep laughing.
It's all right. In general, meta reports come in two varieties. There's those that are data driven. These are based on an aggregation of data that's contributed by players who are contributing all of their data through things like Hearthstone Deck Tracker to major projects like Vicious Syndicate or HS Replay. Then there are meta reports or kind of ranked tier lists that are highly curated as chosen by experts either on the class or within the format. These are lists that are generally put together by a group of pro players or by players who are consistently high legend finishers. Both of these are good, but both of them have their issues as well. So should you be using meta reports? Yes. Should you be playing Shaman? No. What should you be using these meta reports to do? Well, one, get an idea of what constructed decks you're going to expect to see on the ladder and kind of learn what's in those lists so you know what to play around them. If you feel like you don't have a grip on the meta, you can open up one of these meta reports and, oh, I queued into a mage. Look at what are the popular mage decks in your browser, and you'll have an idea within the first few turns of what you're facing and know what your opponent's list most likely is. Next, get an idea on what's gaining popularity or losing popularity. This is especially true as decks get refined or balance adjustments happen. Remember, balance adjustment, Dark Glare getting nerfed, going to slow that down a bit. That's going to have an impact, and that's going to make some other decks more playable and may make the Warlock deck, the Dark Glare deck, a little bit slower, and maybe it's going to fall out of favor or the list is going to change. So it's good to kind of see where are things, what are the ebbs and flows of what people are playing. Three, find some deck lists to play. If you don't know what to play, you can go to these meta reports, see what is kind of ranked highly or not ranked highly, or even in some cases, there are some meta reports that cover things that are still good to play, but are off meta. Find a deck list. Go have some fun. You can also get a better feel for what's happening in the meta on a weekly basis and try and adjust to those changes. And lastly, it's going to help you decide what to play. You can play the oppressive deck, the tier S deck that pretty much everyone who is tryharding is going to be running on ladder. Or you can play the counter to that oppressive deck. This is often labeled as like a meta breaker. Or you can try to play the counter to the meta breaker counter. I mean, this gets into some real big brain territory here. But it is these reports are going to let you kind of adapt your strategies based on what you're seeing and experiencing.
So on the data-driven side, we have two major options, the weekly Vicious Syndicate report and the up-to-the-minute HS Replay meta tab. Let's start with HS Replay. The first thing to note here is that the Dex page is not a meta report. Trying to use it as one is folly. I cannot count the number of times someone has tried to use it to make a point, and I had to explain they're using the wrong page. The Dex page is for finding deck lists. It is not a meta report. Don't use it like one.
Yeah, so it's basically just a tiered list. Like on that front page, I go, oh, number one is Hunter. Click. Top Hunter deck by win rate. Oh, it's this particular list. But that's not the meta. That's a deck list.
Yeah, exactly. If you want deck lists, it's perfectly reasonable to look for deck lists there, but it's not how you figure out what the meta looks like. What we do want is the meta page. First thing to notice here is the filters on the list. And first up there, we have time frame. In general, you want to keep this on 3 days so you're reasonably up to date but still have enough data. You know, if there's a more recent patch, obviously, since the patch, that you'd want to do that. Next is rank range. I usually just keep this on Diamond through Legend, though once you're all the way into Legend, just putting it on Legend can be fine. And finally, just region alone. You want as much data as you can get, and there's rarely significant differences between servers. If you were looking at HS Replay while I talked, you probably noticed that some of those filters are for premium users only. So I'd say if you're ranked Diamond or above, I do recommend getting premium for this data. It is very useful. But if you're below that point, just spend the time on cards and decks and learning, not on HS Replay.
Yeah, and HS Replay's free features are really good. The premium features give you access to more data and more filters and things. And if this is your primary game, if it's something that you play all the time and you want that information, I find the value in it. I've been a premium member of HS Replay for a couple of years now, and I don't touch nearly half of the data they probably give me. Yeah. But I still find the value in it. So it's a judgment call.
Yeah. It also is very valuable for Mulligan data, that you get a lot more of that with premium. So the first tab on the meta page is the tier list, which is largely worthless. Do not bother with it. Next up is the by classes tab. This is a useful breakdown of deck archetypes by class. It's a reasonable way to get a quick overview of what's being played and generally how it's doing. Do note that HS Replay sometimes has issues with deck archetypes. So, for example, like right now, it has Soul Demon Hunter and Control Demon Hunter listed as different decks. I assume what's actually happening is that the ones it thinks are just controls don't draw their Soul Fragment scars and thus have a worse win rate. It's also having trouble with Priest right now, where Other Priests is like the third most popular Priest deck, which is not accurate. I think what's happening there is that those are Highlander Priest decks that didn't play Zephyrus or DQA and not getting categorized properly.
Yeah, this is something that you see a lot as well on the wild side of all of these data-driven reports, just because the wild player population base is significantly smaller, which means they're getting significantly less data. So there's times that you can go into HS Replay, be looking for a wild deck, and find nothing. Even if you go, okay, I know that these cards were in my opponent's deck, what was that? And it returns nothing because there's just not the data.
Yeah.
And you'll see a lot of Other Hunter, Other Priest, Other Warlock, Warlock, Other Warlock. Like, yeah. And that is just, that's a lack of data in that case. Or in this case, like you said, a lack of data with Priest of certain cards not being played, so the algorithms from HS Replay wasn't able to properly categorize it.
Yeah. The third tab is my personal favorite and the lineup builder's best friend, matchups. This is simply a spreadsheet with every matchup, with the most popular decks first. Here you can star decks on the left to bring them to the top to compare them, and that's how I usually made tournament lineups. And you can blank decks you want to ban for tournaments on the top to get sort of the expected win rate against a field that, if you're, say, banning Rogue, you can blank out all the Rogue decks. It is the most data-dense page on HS Replay, and it is wonderful. Finally, the popularity tab is a spreadsheet showing how popular each archetype is at each rank. While there's some interesting data here, like Librem Paladin dropping off drastically at Regend, it isn't actually particularly useful for improving your play. So, you know, it's fun to look at once in a while, but I wouldn't go there regularly or anything. Moving over to Vicious Syndicate, they release a weekly meta report most Thursdays, basically, unless something just changed, and that is pretty much required reading if you want to understand the meta. Start off, we have the class and archetype frequency graphs, which are interesting, but as with HS Replay, is not hugely useful. Reading the write-up of this section is a good summary of where the meta has moved in terms of play rate over the last week, usually. This is followed by a matchup table similar to HS Replay's, but I just find it harder to read and it's nearly impossible to filter, so I tend to just go with HS Replay's. After that, we have the tier list, which is moderately more useful than HS Replay's, but again, not amazing. The meta score graph is more interesting. It's a graph where every archetype is a point, and its position on the x-axis is how good it is in the meta, and on the y-axis is how much it's being played, both relative to the highest deck on each axis. This is a good way to get a sense for what is being over or underplayed. The power rankings discussion is good for understanding which decks are likely to improve with changes and which are likely to stay the same or just get worse. The meat of the VS report, though, is the class breakdowns. Before you get a copy of the list from them wholesale, read at least the one for that class. Do take a note, though, there is a big difference between when they say, this card or package in this deck is right or wrong, and when they say, this seems like it might be good, but we're not sure or we don't have the data yet. In the former case, always listen to them. In the latter case, use your judgment. The second type has gotten us some great innovations, such as the Enrage package in Aggro DH, but it also sometimes stumbles, such as when they suggested removing a Mount Seller from Spell Druid, which was not correct. Finally, at the end, they'll have a proposed Meta Breaker deck. Please note that so many people now read the Vicious Syndicate report that this will break the meta for somewhere between 12 and 24 hours. Do not rely on it for the whole week.
Exactly. The meta is a living thing. It will react. It will adapt. It will overcome. The other thing to say about the VS group, so they have a lot of data. They have actual data scientists working on this stuff. They have really, really smart people. So much so that you might not even understand everything that they're talking about or what it goes into. If you want help fully understanding their meta reports, there is also a companion podcast for them, which is what the Vicious Syndicate Data Reaper podcast. It's friend of the show, Ridiculous Hat, and Zacko, who is one of the chief people over at Vicious Syndicate, do that, I believe, weekly. And it will give you a much more in-depth discussion of what's going on and kind of why data decisions were made and things like that. It may be worth checking out and listening to, so give it a try if you're interested. Moving beyond data-driven reports, we have the expert evaluation reports, and there's not much to say about these other than they exist, and they're good places to find some lists and to see some kind of opinion-based data. They're not using actual data generated from games, but they're saying, based on my experience of playing this game as a high legend player or as a pro player, this is what feels good in the meta now. This is what I think is coming up. These are what we believe amongst our quorum of 12, and we voted and said this is a tier one deck. Tempo Storm does this for both Standard and Wild. Now, Wild. This is interesting. Data-driven stuff for Wild doesn't really happen. There is a Vicious Syndicate Data Reaper report for Wild that comes out like quarterly.
Yeah, I was about to say once every 2 months.
Yeah, I mean, maybe twice per expansion, just because the data is low. There's not enough people playing the format to give them enough to do a meta report every week. Plus, Wild does not change drastically. Wild has some super powerful degenerate decks that are really fun to play, but they don't change much. A new expansion comes in and Wild players are like, wow, this entire expansion gave me two cards that I can slot into decks. Nothing else is good enough to make the cut. So if you're interested in playing Wild and you haven't been, one, it's not as expensive as you think. Often you might already have some Wild cards already. You may already have a standard deck that just needs to change three or four cards that you can very easily craft or you can possibly open. To help you find what these decks look like, there's also the Team Wild Side meta snapshot. This was formerly the Team Rank Star meta snapshot. This lists a metric ton of Wild decks, including things that are low tier, off meta, interesting to play. It's really well written. Really, you know, if that's a great place to start for lists, if you don't know. Also, friend of the show, Slizzle466, great dude, currently pursuing his PhD, yet still pumping out Hearthstone content. He produces YouTube videos and some tier lists that are like decks to climb to legend with in Wild, decks to finish your Wild climb, and will also do off-meta lists of here's off-meta stuff that's still worth playing in Wild. They're all great sources. If you want to try and get into Wild, it's not expensive. Give it a try. It's a lot of fun. Now, that said, I say it's not expensive. If you look at Wild and you're looking at a control deck, I'm thinking Warlock, Reno Priest. These are expensive decks.
Decks that have Reno in the name, basically.
Yeah, the heavy control decks in Wild are expensive. However, things like Pirate Warrior, which is still viable and still sees play in 2020, not that expensive. You might only need to craft a couple cannons and a few other cards, and you have something that may not be tier one, but it'll help you climb in Wild, and it's fun and it's fast.
Yeah.
When I started playing Wild for the first time, the very first time I hit back in the old system, rank five, it was with Pirate Warrior, and I did it in like 2 days. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. You can build a surprisingly amount of aggro decks with patches and two cannons from, you know, a pretty basic collection.
Yeah, you know, and there's the discussion. I know that we're looking at, there's going to be a kind of classic set revamp coming next year. We're going to find out more about it during the announcement for the last expansion of this year, which we won't have for quite a while. I know that there's also been some things mentioned about possibly having some cards that have gone to Wild be unnerfed and returned to their original state. Yeah. I've always advocated that, like, give patches rush. And I understand the reason why patches doesn't have rush, but then at the same time, I'm like, do I really want patches to have charge again? That sounds scary.
I could see it either way, honestly. It wouldn't break anything, at least not immediately.
Except the tavern brawl from the other week.
Oh, God, where, yeah, that would have been.
Like, okay, turn one, we've got a board filled with a bunch of patches and they all have charge. That was fun.
Yeah, that would have been insane.
So, speaking of Wild, there is in the announcement of all of the things that we said we don't normally talk about, there is a Wild bundle that is coming during week one along with the Battleground stuff. We don't have much detail other than it's like, I think, 48 packs of wild packs. This is most likely, I think we've debated, we think it's going to be around $35, which makes these packs incredibly cheap. If you're interested in getting into wild, it might be worth buying if you can whale it up a little bit, especially if you've not opened things from these sets in the past. The guaranteed legendary card in the first 10, as far as we know, still does apply. There's mixed reports on that. I did some testing with that a few weeks back with Jiang, and as far as we know, yes, it still applies. We also know that the new game mode is going to have a use for our entire collection, including using wild cards. So we think that this bundle may also be a push to help prep for that upcoming announcement as well.
Yeah.
Who knows? But there's a bundle. Go play wild. That's my pitch to you this week.
Yeah. Especially next once week, the nerf hits.
Yeah. The nerf isn't coming. We don't have a date, but by the time you listen to this, it's probably here.
True.
Next week, a return to an old... What the hell, Schwal? Aggro Demon Hunter?
It's good again. And I really like that.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I need Demon Hunter wins. So I will trust you, but Aggro Demon Hunter. Okay. Vengeance. If you've been enjoying Arena Sensei, feel free to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast listening material from. We really do appreciate you taking the time to listen and write. You can also join us in our Discord at discord.me/ArenaSensei or write us directly at ArenaSenseiPodcast@gmail.com. Schwal, people find you where?
You can find me in most Hearts of Podcast Discord. So my battle tag is Schwal1747. Where can people find you, Sensei?
All the Discords, Twitter, Steven Sensei HS, Blizzard Battle Tag, Steven Sensei, #1107, Asia Server, next week.
See you in the friends list, but we won't actually interact unless you have a quest to clear, I guess. Steven wrote
that. Yeah. I don't actually talk to people on my friends list. I mean, I did have one this week where guy that runs Asia as an alt and came and was like, "Can you please help me with this brawl? I can't seem to win, and I feel like I'm wasting my time and just want to go back to NA. Yeah, sure. So we brawled, and I intentionally killed myself. That was fun.
Nice.
All right. Next week, people. Bye.
See ya.